Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Single-family zoning was on the ballot in Alexandria and in Arlington, where candidates who supported efforts to legalize more housing were successful. Candidates who backed exclusionary zoning failed. Alex Goyette with the Yimbys of Northern Virginia says the overwhelming victory of Aaliyah Gaskins in the race for Alexandria mayor shows the will of the voters.
And then on top of that, we had three endorsed candidates advance to the November election. And so now a majority of the Democratic ticket in November is going to be Yimby endorsed candidates. And that's really exciting for us. And I think even more than that, what we saw in Alexandria was just the lack of an electoral backlash.
The same thing happened in Arlington, where the candidate who won last week supported the effort known as Missing Middle. Doug Trum is publisher of The Urbanist.
And that's why you're seeing results like you saw in Alexandria, where all these political consultants and everyone was telling you that this was unpopular for a long time, and suddenly it's not. We've certainly seen that in Seattle, too, where it was considered a third rail, and now it's powering a lot of electoral victories.
Aside from Alexandria and Arlington, Charlottesville and Roanoke have also eliminated single-family-only zoning. And the results of the primary might mean zoning reform could be expanding to more jurisdictions across Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.